It's Friday and you've reached the Kelly Wendland Podcast. On today's show, we talk with Yvonne Cronquist about running, health, and making the transition from developer to manager. Coming up next.
And his goldfish down the toilet bowl. Put the topper on his old Ford truck. He'd make California with some luck.
And you have reached the Kelly Wendland Podcast. It's Friday. We have got Yvonne Cronquist with us this morning. Yvonne, how is your morning going?
So far, so good. It's Monday morning, so I'm happy I'm awake.
Yeah, you know what? It's a cold Monday morning. I fell outside and it's 25 or 23 degrees or something, and that's really not that cold for us in December, mid-December like this, but because it's been 50 and 40 the whole time, it's 20 starts to feel pretty cold.
It's been very mild so far, yes.
Yeah, this is the second little bit of snow we've gotten. Do you run you're a runner for those people who don't know you. Do you run in these conditions or do you move inside?
Right now I've moved inside, but that's not because of the cold, but more because of the slippery sidewalks.
Okay. I was wondering about that because the injury factor has to come into play at some point, but you do see people outside running all winter long. Some people just keep doing it.
Yeah, I saw some people Saturday morning at 7 a.m. running by my house when I had the dogs out for the morning airing. I don't mind running when it's 25, 20. When it gets down to 10, it might be a little cold, but it's all matters what you're wearing. As long as we don't have ice and snow on the... Well, snow is okay to run on, but ice. Last summer, I ran a few times, and there was always when you cross a street and there's ice on the side and then on the other side. And once I slipped on both sides of that, and I just decided, okay, I'm just going to turn around and go home.
Probably smart. Yeah. How cold does it have to get for your lungs to start to get sore when you're running?
That's a good question. I don't know. Many years ago, I ran the Polar Dash, and it was about 0 degrees. And I don't remember having any issues running, but my son, who at the time had some asthma problems, had some trouble.
Okay, yeah. We used to play hockey outside even into the, 10 or even 20, minus 20 Fahrenheit. And when it got to be somewhere in that between 10 and 20 minus Fahrenheit, I would wake up and have a burn. My lungs would feel like they were burned, because you're really intensely breathing if you get into a good game. And so, for me, it was somewhere in that somewhere between negative 10 and 20.
Yeah. I don't know if I've exercised being that cold. I went to Norway a couple of times for a conference in January, and it was cold. It was maybe 20 below Celsius. So it's a little bit warmer than that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. This is when I was, 16, 17, 18, I guess. Maybe even a little younger than that all the way through. No way would I consider going out even when it's zero or, I don't go outside and play hockey unless it's 20 degrees or 25 degrees, anything colder than that. And I just pour some hot coffee and stay inside and watch the snow outside.
Yeah. It's nicer.
Yeah, it's nicer as you get a little older to do that. How often are you running? Do you run 3 times a week?
And that's my goal to do. the last couple of weeks, I've been going into the, well, I've been going into the office on Wednesdays. And the last couple of weeks, I've been going to the gym there and using the treadmill. So that's essentially all the running I've gotten in lately. But I do have a rowing machine in the basement that I'm using as well, just to keep up with the heart rate and get some exercise out of it.
Those things. So is Best Buy is part-time hybrid on site?
Yes, it is. So depending on what you're working on, some people need to be in the office every day. Some people have been asked to be in the office 3 days a week. We don't have any requirements to be in the office, but I like going into the office and meeting people. I miss these hallway conversations that you always had when everybody were in the office. So that's kind of why I'm going there.
I've heard people say that. Is it because it is the social interaction of the hallway conversations, or because you're talking about architecture or a particular problem related to a project that you're working on, or both, or what's good for you about that?
It's a little bit of both. It's partly because you can also, if somebody's in the office, you can just walk up to the desk and talk to them and ask them questions. Not so easy because not a lot of people are in there that you might want to ask questions, but I run into people that are on different teams that I have some similar interests with, maybe, or talking about how we see things we want to change for the future and discuss how we can go about that. So it's not so much daily work discussions, but it can also be completely unrelated to work and just catching up with somebody you know.
Yeah. And that's, it maybe comes into play for the future project, because you can call that person and say, hey, I they come to your mind and you say, hey, I need your help. You know, this application you're working on, whatever it might be. Yeah. How this time of year is very intense at Best Buy. Typically, is it changed since COVID? Is it less intense during the holiday season for shopping, or is it the same?
The last couple of years, it's gone down a little bit. I think 2021 was a unusually high year everywhere. But now, after the pandemic is over, people are still working from home. But they have already bought all their electronics they need to be able to work from home. So there's that rush that happened early on in the pandemic is not happening right now. It's probably last couple of years have been fairly similar, but if you compare to pre-pandemic, I think it's a little bit above what we saw pre-pandemic.
Oh, okay. So from a sales perspective, it's above what it was pre-pandemic?
That's just my own guess. That's not based on any data.
Okay. All right. I think I've heard that same thing. You know, getting back to working from home versus remote, because this is a very hot topic among people these days. Do you feel like you and your team members are as productive, more productive, or less productive working hybrid?
Surprisingly, initially, it was considered that it would be less productive. But when COVID first happened, we had to scramble to figure out a few things in order to be able to give customers an opportunity to buy stuff and pick it up. So, for instance, curbside pickup, we had only in a handful of stores before as a POC. But when COVID hit, we had to scramble and get that out everywhere, for instance. So there was a lot of work that needed to happen right away. And I think that kind of set the tone a little bit. Our first remote holiday, 2020, everybody was very worried about how will that work out and how would it go. But it was very smooth, actually.
It was.
No problems.
So you felt like you and your team are as productive, whether you're working from home or in the office?
Yeah, I would say so. The team members I have, we have Teams, Microsoft Teams. We have Slack that we use, and either or you can just do ad hoc scrums or swarms and work through things. And we have an application called Miro that we use for illustrations. It's easy to just use that as a whiteboard and draw documentation or diagrams and discuss that to be able to move.
What was that tool you just mentioned for whiteboarding?
Miro.
Miro, M-I-R-O?
Yes.
And so that's a Microsoft Teams. I can go on Microsoft Teams and pull up Miro and I can whiteboard?
No, I think that's a different company that's created that.
But they work together. I mean, can you be on
my... You share your screen. You can share your screen, but also this tool you can collaborate on. So you can create a board and you can invite anybody that you want to be able to have access to it and edit it. So you can do that live while being on a call using Teams or Slack.
Gotcha. I forgot I was talking to an architect. So nope, it's not the same application, but it's used together seamlessly in a collaborative work environment.
Yep.
Cool. Oh, look at this. We have a guest star today. Mother, can I come back and talk to you in just a little bit? Thank you. This is part of working from my luxurious home studio, as I do occasionally have guest stars that make their way onto the podcast.
Yeah.
So what kind of work are you doing these days? Are you were a very well thought of senior Java developer architect. Are you still doing that kind of work primarily, or are you doing more management of people these days?
My role now is more management. I don't think I have written any code that's been used for anything in the past 5 years, at least.
Really?
So that's
how is that for you as someone that was, you know, really good at it?
Initially, it was hard. It was a transition because as a manager, you have to tell other people what to do. And there's a task and, you know, well, I know this is going to take me about 2 hours to do. And that's not a lot of time, but then that's not my job anymore. So I have to give that to somebody else. So that was a little bit of a change in how you're thinking about things.
And is it hard for you because you could do something in 2 hours where probably most people aren't going to do it in 2 hours? They're going to take 4 hours or 6 hours. Yeah. Did that part bother you, or were you okay with that?
No, it didn't really. The time is not the important thing. The important thing is that the people that I manage have something to work on, so they're not sitting idly.
Okay.
I've done that, and that's no fun.
Yeah, right. How do you manage quality since you've come from that world? Do you look at code, or do you have team members that are doing code reviews, or how do you make sure that the work that gets done meets the standard that is the high level best buy sets for internal applications?
I've always been a big proponent of test driven development, and we used that on my team that I joined here at Best Buy, and then subsequently led. There's been some changes, organizational changes since then, so I'm on a different teams now, but I'm still encouraging pair programming and test driven development as much as possible. The pair programming gives you that constant feedback that what you're doing is the right thing. But also when you have finished your code, you create a pull request, and then that is reviewed by one or two people before it's approved.
Best Buy was, and maybe still is, really the primary company I've heard of in the Fortune 1000s that does the pair programming. And it seems like it's well thought of and a process that people feel very good about and aren't moving away from. And it's been there a long time. I mean, this isn't like 2 years or 5 years. This has been going on 10, 15 years now.
Yeah.
At Best Buy. So there must be something to it. And there's, it sounds like that's still going on inside the building.
Yes, it is. Not every team is doing it, but a lot of teams are doing it. And so you have one laptop connected to two monitors, two keyboards, and then you're working together, discussing what you're, the tasks that you're working on, making sure that you're doing the right solution and making sure that you write a test before you write the code. That's the test-driven development piece.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, Ivan Cronquist, thanks so much for your time. It's great having you on the show. For everybody else out there, you are watching the Kelly Wendland Podcast.
Thank you.
Threw his little dog in a gunny sack and his goldfish down the toilet bowl. Put the topper on his old Ford truck, he'd make California with some luck and leave the godforsaken snow. Singing old John Denver songs with his little dog barking along. Goodbye to everything he ever knew. Just his little dog and fishing pole. Glad to hear there's more to eat in India, but happy to be living in America. 60 single and strong, and out there on the open road. Left his landlady with his pension check and said, a little gift from me to you. Now he will bitch about the government and how tax money's spent, but still he bleeds red, white, and blue. He spent his last dollars on a new tattoo, a cold case of Miller and a Vegas screw that covers everything he needs. A man must walk this world alone when you're 60 single and stoned. He went flying like an eagle down the open road, said goodbye to everything he ever knew. Just his little dog and fishing pole. Glad to hear there's more to eat in India, but happy to be living in America. 60 single and stoned. And out there on the open road, just trying to make his way home, like a holy rolling stone, back up to heaven all alone, with his fishing pole. Single and stone.